ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrat Abiola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Let's attempt to look at our topic for today. Praise God. Arise, shine. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we have to learn to pronounce that verse right. It's not arise and shine. I know if I said it wrongly, Pastor would have corrected me from where he is. Praise God. So I made sure I say arise, shine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. It brings understanding to the simple. Thank you for light tonight. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for illumination. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be exalted. For in Jesus' precious name we are prayed. So our scripture for the month is taken from Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. Why? For your light has come. One. Secondly, the glory of God is risen upon you. So there are two reasons why you must arise to shine. One, your light has come. Your light is not coming. Your light has come. Tell somebody, my light has come. Also, the glory of God is risen upon me. Praise God. What is the glory of God? I found 10 other meanings for you. His magnificence, his splendor, his grandeur, his majesty, his greatness, God's opulence, his beauty, his elegance, his brilliance, his splendidness. Praise God. Magnificence, splendor, grandeur, majesty, greatness, opulence, beauty, elegance, brilliance, splendidness. You can't carry all these qualities and be beaten down by the world. Praise God. If the glory of God is risen upon you, you move around with confidence, with God-fidence. Hallelujah. Knowing fully well that if God be for you, if the glory of God is risen upon you, who can be against you? Praise God. Hallelujah. So you must arise and you must shine. Why? Your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. Our rising is prerequisite to our shining. You know, when you were in school, there are some courses that are prerequisite to taking some other courses. So you must rise to shine. Everything has been made available, but you must arise. Tell somebody, arise.
Arise.
Praise God. You must arise from anything that can limit you from shining. Because God has given us all that pertains to life and to godliness. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. Praise God. So God has made everything available. Also, 1 Corinthians 3:21. All things are yours. God has given us all things. Praise God. But we must arise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quickly, let's look at some scriptures to show us why we must arise. Deuteronomy 2:24. I'll try not to rush. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit is faster than you. So I'm getting so much information and my mouth is not able to keep up. Praise God. So don't mind me if I'm trying to. Praise God. Hallelujah. They so tired. In cash attire. So Deuteronomy 2:24. Rise, take your journey and cross over the river Arnon. Look, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and engage him in battle. Now, God has done all these things, but for you to, you know, complete what he has done, you must do what? You must rise. Praise God. You must do what? You must what?
Rise.
I can't hear you. You must do what?
Rise.
All right. Let's look at Joshua as well. The next book from Deuteronomy chapter, Joshua 1, verse, let's just read verse 2. So Moses, my servant, this is God talking to Joshua now, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Now, God is giving them this land, but Joshua must do what? Must arise. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, but how do you arise, though? We arise with strength and courage by the word of God. Verse 7, that same Joshua. Only be strong. Now, I love God so much, he will give you the question and also give you the answer. Praise God. But it's not left to you to do the to copy correctly. Praise the Lord. Now, he has told Joshua that you must arise, and he's telling him how to arise. You must arise with courage and with strength by the word of God. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. We all know verse 8. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But what must you arise from in this modern day? Can we go back to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, in the Amplified version now? Let's see what you must arise from. Amplified. Can we get Amplified? Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a what? To a new life. Then, after you have done this, you shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So we must arise from depression and prostration. Hallelujah. You must arise from every depression, from every disappointment, from every discouragement. Hallelujah. Praise God. From every morning. These things can hinder you from shining in any area of your life. You cannot be depressed and shine. Praise God. So the arise we are talking about is first internal before external. Your inward man must arise. Praise God. Because if your spirit is dead, you cannot shine. Praise God. Your spirit must be alive to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So arise from every form of depression, disappointment, discouragement, every kind of mourning. Hallelujah. You must arise. Praise God. Like David, you know, you remember that story when they came back from war and they realized that everything was taken away. They were all discouraged, crying, no inspiration. They could not shine. But David had to encourage himself in the Lord. And then he got inspiration. He got illumination and he got instruction. Praise God. So you cannot be depressed and be inspired at the same time. Praise God. So essentially, we must arise from every form of depression. And it's very interesting that God himself is our glory and our light. We can see that in that same Isaiah 60, verse 19 and 22. I will just try and be fast now. But we must arise. Praise God. Let me just read verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and the glory will be seen upon you. It will be so evident that you have been with Jesus. You remember that scripture in Acts? That they said, obviously, these guys must have been with Jesus. That will be your story in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Gentiles shall come to your light.
Amen.
You will be shining so brightly that everyone will want to come to you.
Amen.
They want to come and ask you, how are you doing it? Hallelujah. Because your light has come and the glory of God is risen upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And kings shall come to your brightness.
Amen.
Recently, I was just talking to one of us here. He's trying to set up a website to a business, let's say a business, to reach out to entertainers and stuff like that, you know. So you can actually go online to get those entertainers, you know, or anybody. So his main target is to reach one of the, in fact, the topmost comedian in Nigeria, so that he can be on the front page and stuff like that, you know. But was it last week or 2 weeks ago? The top comedian went to his own page and picked up his picture. Can you imagine? You are here trying to get to someone. You don't know him before. But somehow, in the spirit realm, the Holy Ghost instructed him to go pick his picture. Praise God. That's Gentiles coming to your rising. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the kings to the kings to the brightness of your rising. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to rest in God. If you know that your God made the heavens and the earth, you'll be restful. You'll be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. Pasotaya, inkrashataya, blabosantaya, imbrok. You'll not be harassed. Praise God. Because your God made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God himself is your light. You know you need light to shine. Praise God. But God himself has said he is your light. We see that in verse 19. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why Psalm 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I will not fear. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the Lord is your light and your salvation, you can't be afraid. Praise the Lord. I saw a scripture today from Pastor Psalm 84 verse 11. The Lord God is your sun. Praise God. So you don't need natural sun again. Psalm 84 verse 11. The Lord God is your sun and shield. Praise God. People of God, we must be confident. If not, the circumstances of life want to press you down. Praise God. If you don't activate the God nature in you, you will suffer the same thing everybody is suffering. So why are you a Christian? Praise God. You must enjoy the benefits of being a Christian. The just shall live by faith. There's no other way to live as a just person. Praise God. That's the only way to live. Praise God. You must think like God. You must act like God. You must talk like God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you must say to yourself that God is now my son. Hallelujah. God is my light. Praise God. Let's go to the next section. We'll have about six sections. Praise God. The first one was rise, shine. The second one is my light has come. Praise God. John. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. I will also take some confession breaks as well. Don't worry. If we don't finish it, next time I come here, we'll continue. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. My light has come. Praise God. Can we get that? They're so tired. John chapter 1. Our God is a good God. God is a good God. Everything is working together for your good. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your light has come. The glory of God is risen over you and your family. In the name of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Fantastic. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So we can get something from there. So in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. So we can say the Word was God. Praise God. Verse 2. He was in the beginning with God. Okay? Verse 3. All things were made through him. That's the Word. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Praise God. Verse 4. In him was life. Praise God. That means in who? In the Word, which is God. That means was life as well. Praise God. And the life was the light of men. So we have the Word, God, life, which is equals to light. What happens if you have all this? And the light does what? Shines in the darkness. So when you have the word, you have God, you have the life of God, naturally you generate light. Praise God. And that light does what? Shines. Praise God. And that kind of shining, no darkness can comprehend it. Praise God. Every confusion gives way to that kind of light. So the more of the word you have, the more of God you have, the more life, that is the Zoe life of God you have, the more light you have, the brighter you shine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The more word you have, translate to the more of God you carry around. That also shows the life you have, which gives the light that causes you to shine. So all you must do is to ensure that the light you carry is constantly shining. I will show you how it shines later, praise God. How you can ensure that the light is progressive. Hallelujah. Okay, let me do some demonstrations, praise God. So I have a light bulb here. It's a very big one. Praise God. Everything that God does is big. God is a big God. So, I better be careful so that we don't have any negative story in the video. Don't mind me. Praise God. So, I have a light bulb here. So, as I was just thinking, it occurred to me that we are like light bulbs. Praise God. Without light, you are ordinary. You are nothing. Without light, you are nothing. If you are not connected to the source, you are nothing. No power, no source, no shining. You're just a bulb. But you have the potential to shine. But until you are connected, you cannot shine. Praise God. Yeah? So we are all like bulbs. The bulb is nothing without Jesus. So no electricity, no light. So that electricity that flows hope I got that correctly. Can we have Ola here? It's always good to test anything before you come up. I didn't test this. Praise God. But it's going to come on. So Ralph, come on, do that for us. But you must be connected to the source. In this case, God is our source. Remember we said God becomes to us an everlasting life. Praise God. Light. Praise God. So that is our source. So, fine. Fantastic. You can be on now. Yeah. Can we give a clap for Ralph, please? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, before now, the bulb was not connected to ordinary. No light, no power. He could not shine. But the moment we connected it to the source, electricity flows, which is just like the life of God flowing, which generates light that makes you shine. Praise God. Okay, our time is really flowing. So let's go to, there's something I want to show you. In verse 9, John chapter 1, verse 9. You know, I tried to emphasize earlier on that our light is not coming, our light has come. So Jesus, the word of God, our life, our light has come. So that was the true light, that's Jesus, which gives light to every man coming into the world. So Jesus is the true light, and he gives light to every man. Praise God. So naturally, you are not meant to generate light. You are only meant to transmit light. Praise God. You transmit the light that Jesus gives to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So for you to be a good transmitter, You must be connected to the source. Praise God. Just like the transformer you have in your area. If it's not connected to PACN, you cannot have light. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that was the true light, which gives light. So Jesus gives light. So, but if you are given anything, you must receive. John chapter 1, verse 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. But as many as received him, that him who? The word of God. The life. The light. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become lights. Praise God. On the children of God. And to those who believe. So you must believe. Hallelujah. To be able to transmit this light. How do you know if you believe? By your actions. Praise God. By your actions. Hallelujah. Because faith without works is what? Is dead. James chapter 2 verse 17. So we must be connected to the source, and we must also ensure that the life flows continually. Okay, let's move on. Praise God. Hallelujah. The next section, you are the light of the world. Praise God. Section C. But can we take, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Everything is working together for your good, hallelujah. Doesn't matter the kind of disappointment you have seen in the past few weeks, hallelujah. I want to assure you, everything is working together for your good. God is networking everything, hallelujah. Anytime you are faced with any disappointment, maybe your hope was really up there and you were disappointed, relax. You are a child of God. God is ensuring that everything will work together for your good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you say with me, I arise, I shine, for my light has come. The glory and the brilliance of God is risen upon me. Nations come to my light and kings to the brightness of my rising. I receive clarity in place of every confusion. I receive direction in all decisions I make. I am the head. I am an asset, a problem solver, and a solution provider. I enjoy divine wisdom. I am filled with positive energy through the help of the Holy Spirit to affect and to influence my world positively. I am full of light. And this light is the light of men. Men from all nations come to the brightness of my rising. The wisdom of God in me causes my face to shine. Jesus has become to me the wisdom from God. I cannot be confused. I always know what to do by time. In Jesus' name. Let's just move on since Caleb has gone to the keyboard now. Praise God. Shine brighter. Okay, I've not even done C. Okay, let's go back to C.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,